I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So today we thought we'd talk about a dilemma that all fishermen face at one time or another, what to do when you're not catching fish. And let me start by asking you about your fishing trip last weekend.
Yeah, it is a dilemma that we all face probably more often than we like to admit. And last weekend I had the opportunity to fish with a coworker who had a relative visiting from Ireland. And we really wanted to show this visitor what it was like to catch striped bass, the iconic Cape Cod fish. So we tried very hard. We took him out. We had the latest reports, you know, working for On the Water. We hear great reports all week of where the fish are, and we talk to charter captains. And by the time the weekend comes around, you feel like you've got some pretty good intelligence on where to go. So we were confident, but after a few hours and struggling to catch a single striped bass, we kind of realized that it just wasn't going to happen. So we started thinking and started talking about what do you do when you just can't catch fish.
So what are some of the things that you do to shake things up when you need to change your luck?
Well, a lot of times, fishermen, we go out and we have a focus. We're comfortable with something or we're very certain something's going to work. And so you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to try something different. A lot of times it's a change in tactics. For example, if you go out and you say, I'm going to throw topwater lures because that's what I enjoy doing, you have to be ready to say, well, maybe the fish don't want to hit that today and the fish are going to bite better maybe on a jig that's fish deeper in the water. Or a lot of times if you switch to bait, bait is a great backup. If fish won't hit artificial lures, having some fresh bait on board will often change your luck. And then another thing you could do is maybe go from, instead of casting a lure from a boat, if you start trolling behind the boat, you can cover more water. And that brings us to another idea, which is simply changing location. If you cover new water and try new spots, a lot of times you can find fish. They have tails, we like to say. They move around, and just because the fish were in one spot yesterday doesn't mean that they'll be there today. And then the other thing is sometimes, you know, this kind of goes against what I just said, but sometimes the spot is good and the fish are there, and it's just a matter of timing. I had a trip out to Race Point in Provincetown where we were certain the fish were down there. We were using our fish finder, and you could see that they were down there. And for whatever reason, the fish just would not hit. And we waited around, and finally, I guess, the tide got to the right point, and it was like someone flipped a light switch, and suddenly the fish were feeding, and they were hitting anything you threw at them. So sometimes it's just a matter of timing.
And maybe sometimes you need to switch directions entirely, go for a different fish.
That's one of the best things you can do, is always have a plan B and sometimes even a plan C. And ultimately, that's what happened last weekend. We couldn't get the striped bass fishing to work, so we decided to switch things up. And even though we had our hearts set on some big striped bass, we ended up going and bottom fishing, looking for some black sea bass. And the truth is, it turned out to be a great trip because we had that backup option ready to go. We had the sea bass gear and the bait on board, and we got to catch some fish and bend some rods, and sometimes that's all that matters.
So let's round up the fishing action now. Tell me, what are we seeing?
Well, a lot of people are saying that the striped bass fishing has been inconsistent this season. So very good fishing one day, disappearing the next. Lately, Vineyard Sound has gone quiet, and the better fishing has been in Cape Cod Bay, off Barnstable Harbor, and out at Race Point. So again, all those tactics we just talked about, the more you can move around and try different things, the better chance you have of connecting to striped bass. One thing that has been consistent is the bluefish continues to be very good. Places like Papanesset Bay and along the south side of Cape Cod, also from a boat down toward Martha's Vineyard, has been very good for bluefish. Black sea bass has been good. They're starting to move into deeper water as the weather and the water gets warmer, but it's still very good. And you'll find scup almost anywhere in Buzzards Bay. And then finally, some good reports this past week for boats that are going pretty far south of the vineyard and fishing for tuna and mahi-mahi. Mm-hmm. They're finding yellowfin tuna and mahi-mahi in the warm water that's come off the Gulf Stream south of Martha's Vineyard.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.